So we're on vacation here in Star City. It's it's Kyle and I and the Bri clone.
Oh, you can tell I'm the clone because of my cool shades.
We had a we went through a couple already because if you recall a few episodes ago, Bri died.
Yeah, he died.
But we were able to clone him, and we've gone through a couple already.
I have complicated feelings about it because, you know, that I don't like that, obviously, but at the same time, I exist, so this is pretty good.
Yeah, you don't remember the deaths, right?
No, I only remember everything up to the moment I was cloned from or my DNA came from, because your memories are in your DNA, right? Is that how that works?
Okay, and that was when exactly?
Episode number... Oh, what one was it? It was a time we had to be in person because Merc collected my slash his DNA. So it was about a year ago, I think.
Okay.
So I don't know anything that's happened for the last year.
Well, the pandemic ended.
Did it, though? I don't know, man. It's interesting. It's just interesting to see what's going on.
It came back just like Bri's clones.
Yeah. Yep. And this sweet leather jacket that I have to wear at all times. So Star City is more humid than I expected. I'm not very comfortable.
No, it's not leather friendly.
It's always cloudy, and these sunglasses are really not actually helping me at all, but I can't take them off.
Because they're prescription, right?
I thought they were transitions, but they're not. They're just
round red sunglasses.
Like, they just transition darker and darker.
And edgier.
Yeah. Oh my god, I feel like I'm aging so quickly into the 2000s, and oh god. Oh hey, oh. I see that clone died, but I am a new clone who's taking his place now, who doesn't have this problem. But I have no sunglasses, but I have this sweet blue hoodie, and I love it. So let's continue.
I hate Star City.
But that's good, because every time one dies and another one comes up and you have the next clone, it's got the new number on the back. So you are number 6, I believe. So
yeah, I I'm number 15. I charge with USB-C now.
Ooh, that's so convenient. Because I'm a bit of a cyborg,
you see. Yeah.
It is.
Anyway, continue. I'm sorry. This is still the opening.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, lady.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! Welcome to the show!
Yes.
Welcome.
All humans, animals, and clones.
Which are a kind of animal.
And clones of animals.
You're all welcome.
Welcome to the show. I am Merc. I am one third. The other guys are...
I'm Bri clone number... What number were we on?
I think you're 15.
I'm a clone of Bri.
15.
Oh, that's... Yes, sure, I did say that earlier.
Let me check the tag. Let me check the... Yeah, he's 15.
Hold on. Let me turn around and the...
Yep, we got it. Oh, God, I snapped his neck. Hey, 16, how you doing?
16!
Man! Sorry, I just walked into the room. You snapped his neck?
Look, you've got a very fragile neck. Let me show you. Oh, God, I did it again. 17, get in here.
Number 17, reporting for duty, making a comeback. Hi, how's it going?
Good, how you doing? I'm Kyle.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. It's pretty messed up to, like, see your own corpses all over the place, but... When you're clone number 17, there's not much else you can do.
It's not a workaround for that.
It comes with the territory, and I accept it.
All right, should we jump into this episode?
I think we probably should. It's enough pussyfooting around.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
I don't like your tone.
Well, I don't like your neck. And if you keep it up, 17? I'm going to do this to you. Kill another one.
Get mad at me and you snap Bri's neck.
Yeah, because I don't want to... I can't snap your neck. You're not replaceable. But Bri, absolutely. Like, check it out. There's another one. Gone.
Oh, 18. Man.
All right, let's go to
warm-up.
I don't
know why the tank has to open literally just like when the death is imminent but not there. So every time you awaken from your cloning tank to see yourself die...
I mean, every time you awaken...
Well, I mean, I assume it was the same for everybody. I mean, you know, I'm assuming it was the same for all of these corpses. But, you know.
They just pop out of the tube and be like, no, snap.
Yep. And it's always being a neck being snapped by Kyle. Every time.
Look, come here.
I don't remember anything from the past year, but for some reason I remember that? It's really weird.
All right. Ooh,
okay. Specifically, anyway.
Let's go to the warm-up.
Please.
Welcome to the warm-up.
So what we're doing for a warm-up today is, comic storylines, where there's many famous comic storylines throughout the history of comics. We can easily name a bunch of, you know, Crisis and Death in the Family, Days of Future Past.
And a different kind of crisis.
And a different kind of crisis. There's a whole bunch, and we're going to go into some of those. But the idea here is I'm going to name one at a time. Well, name a famous one that we all know, but we're going to riff funny title variants. So we're not pitching. This isn't a pitch game. This isn't like, oh, I'm going to take this and change it around and make it funny, and here's the entire pitch.
Can I do a little tiny pitch next to it?
Yeah.
Just like a tiny, like
only
a,
if it's short.
Like a colon and then like an additional,
yeah, it could be an additional title. Yeah, just very short, because we're going to blast through these, hopefully. First off, Kraven's Last Hunt.
This is the one that started it all, wasn't it?
Yeah. This is weeks ago, you and I were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kraven's Last Dump.
Oh, well.
Kraven's Last Sub.
I assume both happened on the same day, actually. Yeah. All three, all of them, yeah.
And he was like, I'm never going to this chain of submarine sandwiches restaurants again.
No. This is the reason. There's no other moral outrage at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because he had a bad poop. And then that's it. He was pretending to be Spider-Man at the time. So, I mean,
yeah.
He had to have some fresh food on the go. And where else could you get it from than a certain Subway sandwich chain?
He did also have fudge with it, which was Kraven's Last Hunk.
It's always funny to look back at your notes when you've written some of these weeks ago, and I'm like, I don't even know where
it's like, was I out of my mind?
I just said, Jerry, it's Kramer's Last Hunt! What's with this last hunt?
Yeah. Best time he'll get, Bob Sacamano. We'll see him at last.
All right. Next up.
He last hunted?
He last hunted.
I've never last hunted.
Batman, Death in the Family.
Superman, Death in the Family.
Oh, no. Jimmy.
DC Dial of Death.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's Batman, Darth in the Family. And it's just Darth Vader crosses over and just joins the Wayne family. And he's just there.
We all watched that Batman versus Darth Vader thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all been done.
Thank goodness Batman had a lightsaber.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't he? He's prepared for everything, duh.
How about this? It's called the Batman Death in the Family, and it's Batman accidentally kills everybody because he got a lightsaber. He's not to be trusted with a lightsaber.
No.
And it's done in, like, the Batman family from the 60s and 70s, that sort of, like, light and cheery and...
Yeah.
Just, sorry,
oh,
chum.
God.
For some reason, he's wearing his, like, zebra pattern costume at the same time. It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Inappropriate for a funeral.
So Robin walks into a bar. Stop me if you've heard this one.
That's a...
Because he got killed by a crowbar.
I that's the secret. That would be... Hire me to be a Batman writer. That'll be the story, is that that's what actually happened, is that Jason Todd just tripped and fell into a crowbar repeatedly. He didn't. Joker was just standing there. Why are you hitting yourself?
Kind of like that, the Injustice Death of Nightwing, where, a stick got bounced off the floor and hit him in the head and he died.
Yeah, he fell down and landed on a rock. Like, what? Just like a...
Yeah, that's right.
It's just a head-smashing rock just sitting there, like, very dignified.
And then he pooped his pants.
And then he pooped his pants. And it was, it was Nightwing's last dump.
Yeah. Okay, let's do a couple more.
Yeah. Days of Future Past.
Everybody's Old and Miserable, the limited series.
I think that comes later. That's Kingdom Come, isn't it?
Oh, right. It's just each one should be performed by the cast of Always Sunny, and it's just the gang gets old and miserable.
I mean, that's been the show.
Yeah, really. It is, yeah.
It's been the last 14 years.
Yeah. Slow motion. Just
Day Days Past the Future of My Future Past Mistakes.
Oh.
Days of Thunder.
It's just straight up.
It's just Days of Thunder.
You just watch Days of Thunder.
The X-Men go and watch Days of Thunder.
That's it. There's just like, it's just Mystery Science Theater, like just at the bottom with their commentary over top. Yeah.
House of M.
Oh, all the letters.
House of X. Mm. House of...
House of...
Yeah. That's exactly what I wrote. House of...
It's, How many M's was that?
Seven.
Magneto opens a muffin shop. Just opens a muffin shop. House of Muffins.
Muffins. Oh, I like that.
The Maximoff Muffin Dynasty could just be... It's just a... You know.
Yeah.
Lencher Magneto, you know, whatever. They're all related again. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, yeah. Max's Muffin Memporium.
Yeah. Oh boy.
I could also open a mattress company and House of Z.
That's well, like Quicksilver doesn't have the patience for the muffin game because you got to wait for those to bake. So he sort of splits off and does his own thing. But he's not really that interesting, so it works on a couple levels.
Okay, I have a whole bunch more, but I'm just going to do one more.
Yeah.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Ooh.
Finite Gauntlet. This is a gauntlet that ends at the wrist.
I mean, it's a gauntlet.
I had the 3-month glove.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I had that.
No Infinity Glove, no Infinity Love.
Infinity Gauntlet Legends. Infinity Gauntlet Dark Legacy.
Thanos' stink glove of power. Because he just had it on too long, and it was like, it's like a warm winter's day when you have a glove on, and it's all
yeah, I mean, sweaty. What's the inside material? You think it's soft, or like a rubber glove?
Well, that's the thing, because there's the metal one, and then there's, like, the other one looks like it's an actual, like, you know, you put it on. Yeah. I have a toy of the comic version, and it looks like it's a glove that's, like, fabric.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, yeah, that is a good question. It's been both. They're gems and stones? What is happening?
Yeah. Is it breathable? Does it work?
Yeah.
Gems are stones.
But stones aren't gems.
Whoa.
The reason it's called the Infinity Gauntlet isn't because of the gems or stones. It's because, well, it's just made of unstable molecules, I would assume. So it's going to last forever. So that's why it's really just about a well-made glove when it comes down to it. You know,
it's
like,
really just about
rewriting reality. No, it's just that title is about a really good glove.
Yeah. But only one.
Only one. No. Yep. I mean, like,
it's Michael Jackson glove.
Yeah.
The other one was lost in the Infinity Dryer.
See, he wanted to be Spider-Man so bad because he wanted to enter the Marvel Universe canonically so he could get a hold of that glove. And thank God he didn't. That's all I can say. It failed.
It's the Marvel Winter Accessories closet where you just have all your hats and your mitts and it just gets lost. So stuck with one.
That the Galactus with the beer cans helmet is in there.
Yeah.
An old favorite.
All right. Shall we move on?
Let's go to the city.
Yeah. Which one?
What the f***?
Here we are.
Yes.
So in the city.
The idea for this, if I can even explain it.
You can't. It's unexplainable.
Yeah, unexplainable.
You just have to feel it.
Just all the cities that are in different comics. And,
yeah.
Like, and especially when I was looking through it, really especially DC, because DC has
right.
a plethora yes. of made-up cities
yeah.
that are specific to this is
and
this
a lot
hero
of
city.
Real and, ones, and sometimes it feels like they're the same yeah. city, and how does that
yeah,
work? They both exist. Like, Star City meant, you know, Star City, and is how is that not just Seattle? But that's also Seattle. What?
I think it must have something to do with the time of the book's creation.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, we don't, you know, we want it to be every town USA. And Marvel's response to that was, well, let's just do New York.
It's just New York is literally 90% of the Marvel universe.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think with DC, it comes out of like, okay, so Superman had Metropolis, Batman had Gotham.
Yeah.
And that was early on, so that set the trend
yeah.
for them.
Can't forget Happy Harbor. Right. Is that Happy Harbor's not a real place, right? Is it? I don't know.
No,
I'm sure
I
not.
I don't think so.
I mean, like,
I bet
I
you there's a Happy Harbor somewhere.
Yeah, I hope
guaranteed.
That it is.
Yeah.
for the people of Happy Harbor.
And then, like, Captain Marvel had Fawcett City, and so once they had that, it's like, oh, we can
Which is build. In Wisconsin. That's the one that's in Wisconsin, so I is love it? That.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems pretty accurate. It feels like Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were saying it actually is linked to Wisconsin.
That's where Fawcett City is canonically.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because there is a map, and, you know, it's stupid.
So he's either from, like, Wisconsin or, like, Minneapolis, or he's from, like, is it Philly in the movies?
Oh, I think it is.
That's you know what right, I mean? Yeah, like, right. they did that, too, is the thing, where they, like...
Should have made it Wisconsin.
Somebody, exactly. Oh, my God, can you imagine? Yeah, that's the thing. Because sometimes it changes, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's like,
yeah.
do we want to be realistic or not?
He's not the big red cheesesteak.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, yeah, when you jump to movies, it's always like that.
But, yeah.
When I was doing, like, research for this, looking at all the different cities.
Whatever.
So there's, like, the made-up ones and then the real ones, especially for DC. There is another hero that's in Wisconsin regularly, and it's an actual city. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is Obsidian for some reason.
Huh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, the son of original Green Lantern,
yeah.
Obsidian.
Yeah.
I'm not
sure what he's doing. He's just
hanging out.
This is why he and Jade fell out, because she just will not be, she will not be seen in Wisconsin. She just won't.
Why are we in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
It's cold a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the idea was like to talk about these cities, like how different heroes work in different cities, which were the best and which were the worst to be a villain in, which kind of sparked a few ideas of just like how, like if you could be a villain in any of these cities, where would it be a good idea? Where would it be a bad idea?
You know, okay, here's a pitch I have for you. Bloodhaven is sort of Gotham's New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
But Gotham is already sort of Metropolis's New Jersey, right?
Yes,
it's
yeah.
Jersey.
It's just New Jersey's all the way down.
It's the Jersey Shore, yeah.
I want to go to the New Jersey of Bloodhaven.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
No. I think,
and that's Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, especially the way... Oh, Fawcett City.
Oh.
Which is weird, because it's like a Superman guy, then a Batman guy, then a little Batman guy, then below that is a little Superman guy.
I know, it does make sense. Oh, I think this is a discovery, I think.
We
this
cracked
is science
the code,
somehow.
Yeah.
Bloodhaven would actually be a really nice place to live. You know, it's experiencing a bit of a boom right now. And I feel if I were, you know, an average person or even some sort of criminal, I feel like there's becoming more and more adequate social programming to help me really make something of my life.
Yeah. I think that would actually, it's a post.
The worst possible thing I could do is be a criminal. And then I would, you know, get all this good stuff. Because of this liberal government now.
Gotta both sides, baby. No, I think that that's good. A post Grayson Bloodhaven could be good. That's because I'm reading that book and I love that book. But it, you know, every time it's like Bloodhaven is like Gotham but worse. It's like, is it though? Is it? Because I feel like Gotham is like in a competition with itself to be the biggest hellhole on the planet Earth, is what it seems like. It just gets worse all the time. So, like, how is that going to hold? Like, it's pretty nice in Bloodhaven right now.
But then, if you think of that, like, it's the idea of Bloodhaven or Gotham, like, in that you compare it to like Metropolis. Metropolis is supposed to be the sparkly New York-y sort of thing, and then
no, it's in Delaware.
Yeah,
Gotham or Delaware.
Yeah, it is Delaware for sure.
Just to be Superman's like, I'm in Delaware.
Dark and tons of crime and whatever. But then it's like, okay, you've got Batman and you've the Batman group, and then you've got Nightwing and his group kind of thing. To be a villain in either of those must be fantastic then, because like the odds of running into them are pretty slim. And if there's that much crime, that means
but
they're
that's
doing
what they
okay.
always say. That's what they always say. There's no chance we're not going to run into Batman because he's busy doing something else. No, he's Batman. He's specifically getting you for this issue.
Yes.
Yeah. As soon as you say that.
In case you haven't noticed, like the crimes tracking, that he focuses on are pretty much what you're doing right now in a flashy way. So.
Copyright infringement?
Oopsie. Yeah. You can infringe so much copyright in Gotham, no one cares.
Yeah.
That's really, and weirdly enough, the crime comes from a lot of, like, bootleg merchandise. That's really... most of what the problem with Gotham is, funny enough.
Batman.
Yeah, a lot of it is bootleg Batman stuff. Yeah, like Batman peeing on the Ford logo, Batman peeing on the Chevy logo, peeing on, just peeing.
on a Superman logo. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
In the DC universe, Bill Watterson owns the rights to Batman.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna write down that one real quick.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. He's only interested in making officially licensed stickers of Batman peeing on things because he's the Gotham City Bill Watterson. So
this idea came out of I saw a post and I sent it to the guys of it was a Flash comic.
Yeah,
I believe, and it was like you know how like with the Flash. Villains, they're often hanging out at the bar and they're talking and whatever. And
that's gotta be my answer to Central City, because that just seems like, as bad as things get, it's not as bad as other places. You're fine.
Yeah. But it's that idea of like, you can do anything in Gotham, but don't do anything in Central City, because Flash will catch you because he's just so fast and he's always checking in and he just does it so fast that you, like, there's no way to get away with it. So it's like a little discussion, and then one of them's like, oh, I just robbed a bank, and they're like, what? You did what? And then kind of back out. So it's that idea. Like, Flash would take care of things.
Oh, yeah.
Or should, pretty quick.
But he's so nice about it. That's the thing. He's like, he's pretty nice about it, all things considered. There's a reason that, there's like a lot of big stakes. Like, a lot of the big stakes come from just the really bad villains, and also just like the sheer stakes of his insane godly power. More so than there's a reason a lot of villains can just sort of be like, it's almost like they could be team up or fight this time. You don't know. They could be just have a fun little jokey time, or it could be big stakes this month, and then 2 months later, they're friends somehow. I don't know. I like that. I love that.
Yeah. So then there's that sort of spin on it that it's like, he'll get you, but at the same time, it's not like Batman. He's just going to beat the crap out of you and you're in traction for the next 4 months.
Yeah.
So there's that.
He's like, you're going to jail, tisk tisk, with a smile. You know what I mean? One of those things.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what did you think you were going to do? Come on, man. It's like, all right, you got me.
or you go to Star City and it has Green Arrow. It's Green Arrow.
Yeah, but like, there's a Green Lantern pretty close to there.
That's true.
Pretty close.
West Coast Boys.
Coast City?
Yeah.
Didn't he destroy Coast City? Maybe it's horrible to live there overall, because
That was a couple reboots ago.
Yeah.
He's going to freak out.
Makes me ask the question, actually, because, Coast City and Star City are so close to each other. So when Green Arrow and Green Lantern were on their cross-country trip, I assume they started on the West Coast, where, both their cities were. Where were they going?
Sacramento.
Like, I know this is unrelated, but, like, they were going to Sacramento? Okay.
Yeah.
That's not really cross-country, though, is it? Like, guys. Yeah. They just gave up and went to space anyway. Who cares?
They went to Vegas and back.
They went to Vegas.
That's about it. Yeah.
Went to Vegas and woke up in space.
Holy, you're so money. You don't even know how money you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I can think of is that SNL skit with the Californians. First, you're going to go on Mulholland, and then you're going to take a left on the X.
what about Keystone City, which is kind of like Central City, but a little smaller?
It's like right there.
It's like right next door.
Yeah. Really, should they just merge together like Thunder Bay style, and it's like, you're both
one
city
now. Yeah, it was like Port Arthur and Fort
William. It's like Kitchener, Waterloo, or Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Yeah.
They're beside each other, but they hate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How? You never go to the other side. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember, like, what's the major distinction between them? I feel like I probably knew this more at one point. Maybe there isn't. Maybe
it's like they're divided by the Missouri River, the Mississippi River, or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. So though I get confused,
because a bridge can keep two cities apart.
Yeah. Because
a bridge can keep two cities apart. I'm working on an album, so
okay. Yeah. I feel like that would be a really good, like, 70s or 80s style commercial jingle to promote tourism in the area. Yeah. I like it.
Or to promote bridges.
Or to promote, yes.
What can a bridge do for me today? Well, it can keep two cities apart, I'll tell you that.
And bring them together.
Keystone City was founded by a bridge magnate, actually, and
that's right. George Washington Bridge.
How about
careful? Being sued.
Elmond, Oregon.
No. What's there?
No.
Hawk and Dove.
Ugh.
Oh, sure. No.
So, God. Be a villain there. What do you got? You got Hawk and Dove.
Why don't those guys live in Twin Cities?
They would live in Oregon, wouldn't they? Of course they would.
It'd be interesting to research why these certain places.
Yeah.
Like why? I guarantee it's going to be the writer lived there or something, or it grew up
there.
Well,
you see,
something
Dove
like that.
Dove is Portland, and Hawk is the rest of Oregon.
He's across the bridge.
Wait, is Portland, Oregon? Like, I know there's two Portlands. Which,
yeah.
Like, are they both like kind of neat?
Well, Portland's a shithole.
Okay.
Oh, apparently.
But what about Portland?
It depends on your perspective, man.
Yeah. I guess so.
Whoa.
Oh, someone I know very well just recently went there was like, whoa, that was an eye-opening experience.
Yeah. No, this really? Portland's got problems.
Yeah. There was some big issues there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sorry to Portland.
I want to talk about Aquaman. There's two different things about it. There's Amnesty Bay,
right,
which I guess was in Maine, and then it became Massachusetts. Whatever was the surface home of Aquaman for a while, which I think would be great to be a villain in because, like, he's only there,
yeah,
you know, on weekends. It's like, he
changed from Maine to Massachusetts. I feel like Stephen King pissed off somebody at Warner Brothers. I'm like, well, take this. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. You don't get Aquaman anymore.
Oh, no, not getting Aquaman.
Oh, no. Wah, wah, wah.
Anyway,
write a scary story about that.
I can't write a seahorsey.
He has already finished it, apparently. Holy shit.
Yeah, and it's called Dryer.
It's a movie?
Dryer.
And I tried to find it, but I didn't have a lot of time. But I did see this like maybe 2 weeks ago, and I meant to research it more because I thought it was interesting. I guess there was I want to say in the 70s, there was a stint of a storyline, or like they relocated Aquaman. So he was living somewhere in Florida, which is funny just to say.
But he's just going to wait it out. It's going to be Atlantis soon enough.
Yeah, it's like...
He just stands there. It's like, no, it's fine. I'm going to be very comfortable soon.
Yeah. I'll be the mayor pretty soon because I'm the only one who can.
Ooh, a king and a mayor.
Oh, wow. No. Oh, exactly. No, it's Aqua DeSantis.
What?
Mayor of Atlantis.
Aqua DeSantis, mayor of Atlantis. Oh,
Ombudsman of Atlantis.
My God. All right.
Anyway, but it was like, it was interesting. And I wanted to read, I saw just little blurbs. And I'm like, I need to look this up later. And I apologize. I didn't. I will bring this up definitely later in episodes when I find more out. But it would just seem like they were trying to make a more relevant and more stuff kind of going on. It seemed like it might be political, but I'm not sure. But it was like political in Florida back but it was in the 70s.
Wait, is Atlantis in the Atlantic, right? Atlantic Ocean. That's a stupid question. Why would I say that?
No, it's Pacific.
It should be in the Pacific. They named it Atlantis just to throw people off because it's like, oh, we're going to attack Atlantis. It's like, yes. Yes, it's working.
It's actually
in the Mediterranean.
Okay?
Yeah.
As soon as it was coming out your mouth.
No one ever finds it. That's the reason they made it to be secret.
I know I'm stupid.
There's a lot of submarines going around. Some are imploding, some aren't. And you don't want any of them to find Atlantis. So it's not going to be in the Atlantic Ocean. That's what I think. That's my headcanon.
Look, I feel bad.
Although, I'll be honest, I don't know the exact location of the fictional
DC. No, you don't,
DC.
Do you? It's a big ocean.
Well, but I'm sure...
Well, the thing is, too, you could have coordinates, but I think canonically, I could be wrong about this, or that the DC world is just a little tiny bit bigger to fit in all of these fictional locations and all of the real ones. So, I mean, you'll never find Atlantis.
Florida in DC?
It's three times bigger and it's that much batshit crazier. It's sticking
if
off.
It's that much bigger. Does it mean that it has more people? Because think about it.
Yeah,
actually,
you're right. Actually, everyone is bigger. Everyone just a little bit bigger.
If everyone in DC, like, you know, you look at population in the real world, yeah, and if you look at the population of the United States, it is a lot more along the coasts,
yeah,
than yeah, in the middle of the country. So there's so much more of these, like, you know, superhero cities, which have, I would assume, similar populations to real world cities that they are close to, which yeah, also exist probably there. So is the population of Earth in DC higher to fill up all those big cities?
Well, yeah, because Hal yeah, keeps killing them. So
yeah,
all the well, heroes just keep killing them.
Is it less of a tragedy when a city gets wiped out like Coast City then, because there's so many more cities? No, of course not. That's a horrible thing to say.
Which one was that? Was that the one with all the stars? No, that was Star City.
That's, oh, right, that makes sense.
They got crazy names for cities.
Yeah. Still better than Starling City. What the hell? Anyway, of course, all of those cities are Vancouver, though, so those don't really count.
Yes.
Crisis on Infinite
Vancouver.
We've got
Vancouvers. 9 more Vancouvers.
Yeah. Even the central city, located in the Midwest, is on the ocean.
Speaking of fictional cities, Canada.
Yes, I don't like this city.
They don't give us fictional cities.
No,
no, but essentially all of Canada is a fictional city.
Yeah, when, like, yeah.
Anytime Alpha Flight shows up, it's like, you know,
Calgary,
somewhere in Saskatoon. And it's like, no one knows where these places are. Like, it's a neat little thing for Canadian readers, but no one else is like, oh, they're in New Brunswick now.
Yeah.
Like, there's no bearing, but it always says where Alpha Flight is, and it's always somewhere in Canada, and it's always not Toronto or Ottawa or Vancouver. It's always somewhere else. Like, oh, they're in Kamloops, and it's like, that's not real. That's a made-up place.
It feels like a superhero should live in Kamloops, though. Somebody
there's
should just
no
do it.
There's no such thing as Revelstoke, but if there were such thing as Revelstoke, I feel like Speedball would live there.
I had like a high school friend, sort of now acquaintance, I assume, who I think lived in Revelstoke. I assume that they just slipped into the fictional world. So I think that's really what happened. I'm kind of jealous.
They're drawn on a wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, of course.
I am still looking for the location of Atlantis.
Well, you aren't the first to be doing
that.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay. Oh,
like many before it, you are searching for Atlanta.
Have you seen that meme?
I'll show you that meme later.
Here's the Super Friends. It's a Super Friends wiki, and it's just got, I guess, like a screenshot of one of the episodes. And on the screen, it's got a dot where Atlantis is, I guess. And it looks like it's kind
of. What ocean would you say it's in?
Like, east, southeast of, like, Newfoundland.
Okay.
Halfway between, like, where the tip of Greenland is and where Newfoundland is where that says. But then, like, who knows if that's...
Interesting that the Greeks knew about it.
Yes. I did have, like, I had, like, list of all my DC cities. And then I wrote Marvel, New York. I was like, everyone's in New York. So, like, no villain should ever do anything in New York.
No way.
Just go somewhere else. Like, anywhere else. And
literally anywhere else.
But yeah, it also feels like New York is, like, infinite, though, in Marvel. It's
yeah,
like, all of this yeah, stuff is happening at the same time without anyone noticing what's happening over here. I'm just, like, it just, New York is, like, a world in the Marvel universe. It has to be.
Yeah,
it's like it's its own land. It's like, you know, you enter this
yeah,
place.
Yeah, it's much bigger. It's much bigger there, but everything else is smaller to
yeah,
account for it.
It is a very big city with, like, separate little cities in it. But
oh, for sure.
Yeah, to have to
but
have
they all seem
the, to have like Avengers Tower there, like right in the center, like that alone should be like that's
yeah,
all of those who's in the Avengers at that time are going to be in New York. But then I was like, if you have like that sort of level and that's more of a cosmic, bigger level, then you have Punisher and Daredevil in their own respective areas, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like Power Man and Iron Fist.
Yeah. It's kind of like real life where, yes, we live in the same city, but we don't run into each other every day.
That's true. I'm not always
right?
going all okay, over town, though. You know what I mean? If I was
I
like,
thought you were just arguing the other thing. And then I was like, no. And then you were like, no, you're right.
Oh, I don't have a point.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Again, New York, obviously a big city, neighborhoods with their own character. Like, it's a huge city, of course. But, I mean, they're like at this point, there's just like
wait,
hundreds
did you say
and
neighborhoods
hundreds.
Are their own character or have their own character?
They have their own character.
Okay, so they're not like the fifth character in Sex and the City.
I'm the Bronx.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, it's me, the Bronx. I that would make me watch Sex and the City. If the Bronx was you know, that
get character. Out of me.
It's like the walls talk.
Yeah, yeah. It's just got like it. It's just got like a gruff face that sort of forms anywhere.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like Danny the Street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I you know, it just seems sometimes I almost wish that Marvel had more characters in other places because it feels a little too much sometimes.
There are like they've made those attempts to branch out, but it tends to be, you know, like Captain Britain and the Captain Britain Corps. And then it's very specific and it's always just those one-off little, like here's Sabra and here's Peregrine. And, you know, like it's these very cliche characters in certain countries that you have Contest of Champions or sort of.
Well, you know. And a lot of the Captain Britain stuff is just Marvel UK, right? Like,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's sort of that second level canon where it's like, is there a place in Cornwall called Stanley? Maybe.
And there's a guy. His name's Stanley. He's just standing there. Hello.
Yeah.
Excelsior Gov is what he says in whatever accent that was. Excelsior
Gov. Is that Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah.
It's not even Scottish, it's just Scrooge McDuck.
No, yeah. It's just David Tennant for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly. It was just yeah. Good job.
Good to know. And again, like that usually so, obviously stems from, you know, New York. Like DC is a good situation in a way because they have like these fictional cities because like New York is so prominent in Marvel because of it being where it was published and where everybody lived who made all these stories. At the time, especially, and, you know, UK, obviously, they're going to write where they are, kind of close to what they are. And the only thing that stops DC Comics, like, the entire DC Comics world from existing in, like, I think now a broom closet in Burbank, is the fact that they have fictional cities. So it was well planned.
Mean but fair.
That would suck. I don't know. I don't think that, I mean, they can have some superheroes in Burbank. I feel like Booster Gold for sure. That would make sense.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want anyone.
He's got a segment on Leno, which is still on in the DC universe. Oh,
God. Well, I mean, Fallon's having a rough time. He might come back again. He'll take it back again.
Aquaman would show up and he would run for mayor of Burbank.
Yeah.
Wait, you can be mayor of two places and a king?
Aquaman can.
I would love it if he was the mayor of Burbank.
State by state law is weird.
The governor of Florida, because I remember that Florida wouldn't have a mayor.
Yeah.
And the King of Atlantis.
Yes.
In that order.
Yeah. He's the governor.
The guy is on so much cocaine all the time to get everything done, frankly.
But it's like sea salt cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it's better for you.
Really hurts. Like just
well, it's still the 90s in DC because the planet's bigger, so it rotates slower. So it's still the 90s.
Yeah, just catching up. That's why everybody ages slower.
They're not doing nostalgia right now. It's just what's happening.
That's why they're forever Teen Titans.
Ah.
So
I think we've certainly said some things this week.
We sure did.
And on that note, who are we?
Anyway, yeah. My name is Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or just, you know, by Googling that name that I just said right there.
Do it.
I'm Brycotic.
I am Merc.
Oh, no.
That is Brycotic. You are Brycotic.
That's who we are. I mean, you can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com. That's all I can tell you about Brycotic. But what about Merc? You talked about Merc. I want to hear more about
original,
Merc.
The original clone. The original one that
before you didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, legally, each new clone inherits it. So, I mean, you know, well, unless somebody wants to go to jail,
I don't know if that's the law. I've never seen that law.
The clone copyright law.
Yeah.
I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.CA. Merc on Facebook, Merconaut like astronaut on Instagram. As always, a big thank you to Ocean City Defender, K. Preston Merkley, who put together our music and has been with us from the start. Check him out under Ocean City Defender. He does fantastic music himself. Ocean City Defender, the musician. Make sure that's it. Bye.